In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the upper room, Jesus said three times to the disciples, "Peace be with you." And when Thomas saw the marks in his hands and his side, he answered, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessed in believing, whether you see or not. We are continuing, of course, in the days of Easter. This is Eastertide. You could say Easter is 40 days long. You could also say it's 50 days long. You know, in the Bible it says from Easter Sunday, when Christ was raised, he appeared for 40 days until his ascension, giving many convincing proofs that he was risen from the dead. He ate breakfast with them. In this text, he showed them the marks in his hands and feet and side. So for 40 days, we're celebrating his appearances, but then 10 days after that was the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, the tongues of fire, the gospel to all the nations. So from Easter to Ascension, 40 days. From Ascension to Pentecost, 10 days. The whole 50 days we call Eastertide. And it's great to be a Christian because we realize that Easter isn't over. Easter Sunday was the beginning of the Easter season. And so throughout this Easter season, through these 40 and 50 days, we'll look at the various resurrection appearances of Christ, the eyewitness testimony that he was risen from the dead, and then this reality, his resurrection is the evidence for our resurrection. The reason you can know that your body will be raised when Christ returns, the evidence for that is Christ's resurrection. During the 40 days of Easter, we join with Thomas in proclaiming the risen Christ before the world and saying, like we do in the Te Deum this morning and in the creeds each Sunday, our creed, my Lord and my God. So let's briefly look at believing and seeing, which was Thomas and the apostles. Then let's look at us Christians today. We believe, but we haven't seen Jesus with our eyes yet. And finally, we proclaim that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, who is risen from the dead, and that we do have life in his name. So first, let's begin. Believing and seeing, Thomas and the apostles. It's Easter Sunday, the evening of Easter. Christ was raised in the morning. The women have already seen him at the tomb, and Mary Magdalene spoke to him in the garden. But in the evening of Easter night, behind locked doors, the disciples are locked in for fear of the Jews, and all of a sudden, the glorified Christ, all of a sudden came and stood among them. Jesus in his glorified body could appear and disappear. And you notice, as soon as he appears, they're frightened. He says, "Peace be with you." And the peace is based upon the marks on his hands and side. The disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. And he said again, "Peace be with you." This is the point that Jesus is making. The peace that you have in your heart is based upon the peace that we have with God the Father through Christ. By showing them the scars that are now healed, first he's saying, "Peace be with you. I'm the real Jesus. I'm not a ghost." Secondly, he's saying, "I, with these marks in hands and side and feet, I have paid the price for your redemption. Redemption is complete. Your sins are forgiven. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are at peace with God the Father through his Son Jesus, our mediator. Therefore, we can have peace in our heart. The peace in our heart is based upon that reality of peace with God the Father. This is Easter joy. Peace not in the things of this world. This world doesn't give us any peace. This world is full of woes and sorrows and ultimately death. Christ is the one who gives us the peace the world cannot give. Having given them peace, he indicates that this peace is for the whole world. He establishes what's called the office of the keys. As the Father has sent me, now I send you. He breathed on them and gave them the Holy Spirit. Whoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Whoever sins you withhold, they are withheld. Here Jesus is giving what is called the office of the keys to the church. The office of the keys, opening and shutting the doors to the kingdom of heaven, are now given to us because Christ, ascended to the right hand of God, is present among us in word and sacrament. Until he returns in glory, we are the ones who administer the office of the keys, which is preaching, teaching, baptizing, absolving, Holy Communion. These are the office of the keys, and excluding people who will not repent from the Christian congregation that Jesus has given to the church. And while we are waiting his return, that's exactly what we're doing here. Every Sunday, week after week, the office of the keys, bringing the peace of Christ to the world, is exactly what we do here every Sunday, as is fitting. The story, of course, continues. 1 week later, the Sunday after Easter, the disciples are gathered together. On Easter Sunday, Thomas had been absent. Apparently, after Christ's crucifixion, Thomas had had it. He went off on his own somewhere. And when the disciples say, "We've seen the Lord," he said, "I don't believe. Unless I see those marks, I will never believe." But a week later, a good thing. Thomas is back with them now in the upper room again. And this time Jesus appears again, and he gives Thomas the evidence that he wants. Jesus appears and a third time says, "Peace be with you," and shows them his marks and says, "Touch them, Thomas. Don't doubt, but believe." And Thomas, speaking for the whole church of all time, speaks a creed. "My Lord and my God." He is saying that this man, Jesus, true man, is also true God, my Lord and my God. The evidence is his resurrection. You see, Thomas and the apostles could believe, and they were able to see and touch Jesus with their own eyes and hands. Well, secondly, that leaves you and me. Believing and not seeing. I have never seen Jesus with my eyes, and neither have you. I've never touched the marks on his hands and side. How is it that we believe in someone that we have never seen with our eyes? Jesus says, "Blessed are those who believe and have not seen." We have seen through the eyes of faith. We accept the eyewitness testimony of the apostles. Christ fulfilled the Old Testament prophecies. And this gospel is proclaimed to all the nations. And based upon their eyewitness testimony, the proclamation of the Holy Gospel to all the world, we believe, even though we have not seen. How can this be? Peter explained it in Acts this morning. Because God the Father raised Jesus, who had been killed on the tree of the cross, and exalted him as leader and Savior, the Holy Spirit has been poured out, giving us repentance from our sins, forgiveness of our sins, that we might obey the gospel. The apostles were beaten for this, for proclaiming the name of Jesus, but they weren't afraid. They knew that Christ was risen, and for his sake, they were willing to be beaten and suffer. They taught They preached that Jesus is the Christ. And the way that you and I have come to faith in Jesus that we've never seen with our eyes is through the work of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit touches your heart, when you read the Bible, when the gospel is preached, when you're baptized with water and word, when you hear the word of absolution and receive Christ's body and blood in Holy Communion, the Holy Spirit has given you faith to believe in a Jesus you do not yet see with your eyes, though you will see him. When he returns in glory, all eyes will see him. Until that day, we see him through the eyes of faith, through word and sacrament, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, thirdly, if we've been given that sight, what is it that we proclaim? We proclaim Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. John said, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples were not written in this book. Isn't that amazing? There's all kinds of other miracles and sayings of Jesus we don't even know about. But we don't need to know them all. Because John said, these are written, the ones written, so you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you may have life in his name. I've also often wished, boy, I wish all these other miracles had been recorded in the Bible. But you know, the Bible wasn't written for our curiosity. The Bible was written for our salvation. God knew that the miracles and the teachings that we know about in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are sufficient. Are sufficient for us to proclaim with Peter, our God and Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is risen from the dead, who has given you great mercy, a living hope, and caused you to be born again with faith. And you have an inheritance in heaven. The inheritance you got from your grandmother of that piece of land or her gold ring, that is imperishable. That is perishable. But the inheritance that we have in heaven is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you, ready to be revealed at the last day, God's power and salvation. Meanwhile, we are supposed to do something that the unbelieving world is astounded at. We are supposed to rejoice in our sufferings. Why? Because then it's clear to other people that our strength is not in ourselves, but in Christ. When you suffer, rejoice that you are counted worthy to suffer for Christ. In conclusion, Jesus says to you, peace be with you. Jesus gives you the Holy Spirit and breathes on you through the office of the keys, the office of the ministry, preaching, teaching, baptizing, absolving, and communion. Your sins are forgiven. We believe and have life in his name, as the confirmands at the late service will be questioned and next week be confirmed and proclaim the faith they have into which they were baptized. May you, through the trials of this world, your genuine faith being tested by fire, be found more precious than gold. To the praise and glory and honor of Christ, as we await his revelation on the last day, we rejoice during these 50 days of Easter. We proclaim, my Lord and my God, along with Thomas, because even though we have not yet seen with our eyes, we believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing we have life in his name. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters in Christ, we are blessed in believing. Amen. May the peace, which surpasses our human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.